Well, thanks again, Joe. My name is Tony Gowdy. I work at the James M. Anderson Center for Health Systems Excellence. It's a new entity that's been created. I was formerly in what was called the Child Policy Research Center at Cincinnati Children's Medical Center. I do a lot of work looking at children with special health care needs and vulnerable populations and impacts on families who care for these children with disabilities, and also in siblings who are in the families with the who have children with disabilities. But what I want to talk about today is latent class mixture modeling and health services research. And I'll have an example that ties in children with special health care needs. I have no relationships or conflicts of interest to disclose. I want to start right away by looking at some definitions. A latent class is going to be a subgroup from an unobserved construct that underlies observed responses. Mixture models is a statistical method that enables the detection of unobserved heterogeneity in a given sample or population. So why do we want to use mixture modeling? Well, in the graph at the top of the slide, you'll notice that there's a univariate distribution, Y, that seems to follow a normal bell-shaped curve. But underlying within that distribution, there's actually a mixture of two heterogeneous populations or classes. So if you think of the height, the overall height of people in this room, there's heterogeneity in the fact that there's a specific population for the height of women, and there's a specific population for the height of men. So that gets at the dashed distributions underlying the overall distribution. So it's easy to visualize in the case of a univariate distribution, but what about relationship between a bivariate or more variables? Well, if you look at a scatter plot between Y1 and Y2, and you plotted them and they fell within this cloud of this ellipse, then you would easily visualize that there could be a regression line that suggests a strong positive correlation between Y1 and Y2. But if you actually look at the heterogeneity in that population, you would see that if in the case of three classes, there could that same bivariate relationship might be actually underlied by three heterogeneous classes that have no relationship between Y1 and Y2. So latent classes are discrete. There's either two, three, a fixed number of them. The number of classes is not known before you start your study. The classes are mutually exclusive and exhaustive of all the responses. Individual class assignment is determined based on patterns of responses to all items. So all items could be questions, in a survey, for example, underlying a construct. So response patterns of responses contain richer information compared to aggregate or indexing responses. So they're better, richer information than scales. Individuals are clustered based on their response patterns and not their response variables. And two types of parameters are really going to be generated by this modeling technique, the latent class parameters and the conditional probabilities. So if you look at the schematic on the right, you'll see just the number of response patterns you can get if respondents are asked to respond to four questions with a yes-no answer. Those highlighted in yellow could signify one latent class. Those highlighted in blue could signify another latent class, and those unhighlighted, a third latent class, potentially. Just give you an idea. So the assumptions of using latent class mixture modeling, well, the good thing is that it doesn't assume linearity, a normal distribution, multivariate normal distribution, or homogeneity of variances. It does need to have this notion or concept of conditional independence, and that is that responses within each assigned latent class are independent, and we can extend the modeling to incorporate covariates as well. So we determine the number of latent classes through a model fit. So if you're familiar with structural equation modeling, it's the traditional model fit for structural equation models, the likelihood ratio chi-square, the Akiki and Bayesian information criteria, or amongst a number of others, or this latent meaning. And I'll get at that when I talk about the example. To identify conditional independence, we look at pairwise tests, which could be the joint item method, the multiple indicator method, the log linear formulation of latent class analysis. And I'll let you look online or Google to get some information on those. So let's think about this possible research question. Using observed reasons for delaying or foregoing needed health care, can children with special health care needs be divided into latent classes based on an unobserved construct for overall barriers to receiving timely and needed health care? So, in this example, children with special health care needs, we note that they have a greater number of unmet needs than non-children with special health care needs. Amongst other things, they're more likely to have public insurance coverage. And importantly, delaying or foregoing health care is a cause for concern amongst this vulnerable population. The data source for the example, I'm going to use data from the 2005-2006 National Survey of Children with Special Health Care Needs. The variables, I'm going to look at the reasons for delaying or foregoing care amongst those who stated that they did over the course of the past previous 12 months delay or forego care at least one time. Covariates I'm going to include in the model are insurance status, age, gender, race, ethnicity, and complexity of special need. I'm going to use a latent class mixture model using M+. So here's just an overview of the responses in each of the 10 reasons that I'm going to use for delaying or foregoing health care. So you can see that the frequency varies between those who cite a reason that they could not reach the provider's office by telephone. 13.8% of the population stated that yes, that was a problem. Through provider did not have skills the child needed, 14.8%. All the way up to 58, almost 60% of the respondents cited the reason for delaying or foregoing care that they did not have the money to pay the provider. So don't know is not a real problem response-wise, and neither is the percentage of refused. And here's the model I'm going to use. The reasons on the right are going to be the indicators, and the covariates, as I explained before, are going to be categorical and are depicted on the left. So I ran the model, and what I came up with is that if I use the Bayesian information criteria, the adjusted Bayesian information criteria, it suggests that I should probably have four classes included. That's where I got the lowest value. But the classes that were identified using four classes didn't have any latent meaning. I couldn't ascribe what these classes really meant. So I went up to and used a three-class model, which wasn't terribly worse than the other one. The difference between three or four classes was very minimal. So I've concluded that three classes underlie the reasons for delaying or foregoing care. Once again, you see here's the distribution broken out by where the respondents are now classified within the discrete latent classes. So for example, the overall column is the same, responding yes. Those who have been assigned to latent class one, you can see the only really problems that they've had are only related to money or health plan. So class one, only reason for delay or foregoing care is related to money or health plan. Class two, all the reasons for delaying or foregoing care varies, and money or health care is not a problem. So you see the gray boxes in the latent class two column. And class three is problematic. This is where all reasons are significant for delaying or foregoing care. So all the respondents who are included in latent class three have identified or cited significant reasons for foregoing or delaying care. This is how it looks if you plot the graph. The x-axis is the reason for delaying or foregoing care. The y-axis is the percent of respondents answering yes. This probably shouldn't be a line graph, but this is the way that it's generally depicted. So I've stayed to the published literature kind of way. But you can see that the latent classes do separate themselves out. The blue line, latent class one, the only reasons are the money reasons and health plan reasons. Latent class two, just the middling of all reasons, and the latent class three have a high chance of responding yes to all of the reasons for delaying or foregoing care. So we want to do some comparisons between the latent classes. We can use odds ratios, And for example, compared to children with special health care needs with private insurance, those with public insurance are about 10% as likely to be in latent class 1 as they are latent class 2, but 30% as likely to be in latent class 1 as in latent class 3. Looking at those odds that are really troubling from a social justice perspective, let's look at the race, ethnicity, and compare the Hispanic responses compared to white children with special health care needs. So Hispanic children with special health care needs are about 60% as likely to be in latent class 1 as latent class 2, 20% as likely to be in latent class 1 as latent class 3, and more troubling, only 40% is likely to be in latent class 2 as latent class 3. So these children are citing, or their parents are citing, a number of reasons for delaying or foregoing health care. Also, if we break out the children with special health care needs by the level of complexity, where those requiring prescription medications only are in the referent class and they graduate up to the highest level of complexity, functional limitations, compared to children that require prescription medications only, those with functional limitations are half as likely to be in latent class 1 as latent class 3, and troubling, 70% is likely to be in latent class 2 compared to latent class 3. So just quickly to conclude, I've run this model and I've concluded that there are three latent classes underlying the reasons for delaying or foregoing care: cost and insurance barriers, non-cost or insurance barriers, and all barriers affect latent delaying or foregoing care. And Hispanic children with special health care needs and children with special health care needs with functional limitations are more likely to have many reasons for delaying or foregoing necessary health care. Just to conclude quickly, latent class mixture models provide an easy and accessible method to analyze data with suspected population heterogeneity. And there's a number of statistical packages that you can use now to actually run these models. Thank you.